بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. We were discussing the expansion or the building of Masjid al-Nabawi صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now we come to the expansion of Masjid al-Nabawi صلى الله عليه وسلم in the time of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. As Islam spread and the number of Muslims increased, the need arose to extend the masjid as it could no longer accommodate the number of musallis. Hence Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the masjid extended after the battle of Khaybar. For this purpose, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam required a certain plot of land that was next to the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam approached an Ansari sahabi who was the owner of this land and encouraged him to give it in the path of Allah for the masjid, saying, if you give this land for the masjid, you will receive a palace in Jannah. However, the Ansari Sahabi radiallahu anhu did not wish to donate his land as he needed the land. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu came to the Ansari Sahabi and offered to purchase the plot of land from him for 10,000 dirhams. The Ansari Sahabi accepted the offer and Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu purchased the land. Thereafter, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accept from me the land that I purchased from the Ansari Sahabi radiallahu anhu in exchange of a palace in Jannah. Indeed, I purchased the plot of land for 10,000 dirhams. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted this land from Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu and gave him the glad tidings of a palace in Jannah. There are different narrations regarding the amount that Uthman radiallahu anhu contributed towards the extension of the masjid. In the narrations of Sunan Dari Qutni, it is mentioned that he contributed 20,000 dirhams. However, 10,000 dirhams has been mentioned in this narration. According to Allama Samhudi rahmatullah alayhi, both narrations refer to the same incident of extending the masjid. Hence, it is possible that Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu initially paid 10,000 dirhams to purchase the land and thereafter spent more wealth, which equaled an additional 10 or 15,000 dirhams for the construction. This entire amount was spent at the time the masjid was extended after the battle of Khaybar. Amazingly, we find in the life of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, on very crucial occasions, he stepped up to use his wealth for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the benefit of Islam. One such occasion was when the Muslims required water in Madinah Munawwara. So first he purchased half of the well, the Bi'r Ruma well, and then he purchased the second half, total of 20,000 dirhams he spent just for one well to provide water for the Muslims. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu wanted to get married. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him if he had any wealth. He said he had nothing. He had a shield. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sell the shield. Again, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu provided about 480 dirhams. He provided that wealth. He purchased the shield from Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. Then, in the battle of Tabuk, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam required wealth from the Sahaba radiallahu anhu to contribute. So Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu gave 1/3 of the army's provisions, 300 camels, 1,000 gold coins. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so pleased, he started passing those gold coins from one hand to the next and saying that nothing will happen to Uthman radiallahu anhu after today, no harm will come to him. In other words, he had already earned the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had earned his jannah. So Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu always was prepared to spend his wealth and he looked for occasions where he could earn his akhirat. Our vision also should be on the akhirat and how we can build our palaces in jannah and we can build our estate in jannah, and that can be our real capital and investment for the life of the akhirat. Despite all of this, when the trouble came in the time of the Khilafat of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, see, ikhlas, they did for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah. When this problem came, he told the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that I don't want any bloodshed. Many Sahaba offered themselves that we are prepared to fight on your behalf against the rebels. But he said, I don't want any bloodshed. And he went on his roof and he reminded the people of all the things he had did in Islam. And the people accepted and they said, yes, that you have done this and you have done that and you have contributed so much to the deen of Islam. And that's all he wanted. He just wanted them to acknowledge it and understand. But still they were thirsty for his blood. And at the old age of 82 years old, thereabout, then he was attacked and he was killed unjustly in his home while reciting the Quran and Majid in the state of Roza. Allah Ta'ala reward him and all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum for their contributions to Islam. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commenced the foundation laying by placing the first brick. He then called Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to lay the second brick, after which he called Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu to lay the third brick. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu was then asked to place the fourth brick. Finally, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to lay the bricks and commence with the extension of the masjid. During the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, no extension of the masjid was undertaken. However, the trunks of the date palms that were serving as pillars had decayed, and hence Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had those trunks replaced. Thereafter, an extension took place in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, Uthman radiallahu anhu. Inshallah, in the coming weeks, we will discuss that. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, inshallah.